Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Ecclesiology on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Justin Eldracker, and today I'm again joined by Father Luke Patrizzi. Welcome, Father. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Yes. So in our last episode, we talked about the infallibility of the Pope and how that differs from personal papal prudence. In today's episode, we're going to start talking about the authority of the Church, or the power of the Church, and how that's manifested through its different branches, you might say, if you're comparing it to a civil government. And so, Father, how does the Church as a organization compare to a regular civil government?
Indeed. Well, we could start by comparing the Church to a civil government in this way, that a civil government has, well, many civil governments today, due to the evil principles of the Enlightenment, have split their governments into different branches: legislative, executive, and judicial. And we're starting with this just to make things easy to understand. In itself, that is a system that makes no sense.
Oh, okay.
These are really all one and the same power. Upon close consideration, that the legislative power is the power of making laws. The executive power is the power to enforce those laws, to enforce in the sense of implement those laws. And the judicial branch is the branch that applies those laws to those who have violated them, judges those who have violated them and punishes them. So it's really all one and the same power. You can look at each of those different functions of authority, but a civil government that tries to break up those branches into different parts for the very purpose of providing what everyone calls checks and balances is to have a deliberately inefficient system.
Well, that's democracy for you. And the Church
exactly.
is a monarchy, right? Or at least much more similar to a monarchy.
Yes, actually, the Church has aspects of all legitimate forms of government. And also, when we say that that's indeed that is democracy as we find it today, for the most part, in almost all cases certainly that come to mind, having their government split up into these different branches, that is democracy as we find it today, republican forms of government as we find them today. It's not necessarily that way. And certainly the Church does not condemn as being intrinsically evil democratic or republican forms of government. That's not to say that Catholic political philosophers would say that those systems, democratic and republican forms of government, and all of those forms of government that combine elements of those types, Catholic political philosophers would certainly call such systems inefficient, certainly less efficient, definitely not preferable to monarchy. But the Church does have all elements of all forms of government. Certainly, monarchy is the most obvious. Yes. Absolutely. Monarchy is, in fact, the form of government. This, all Catholic political philosophers say, the form of government that is in itself the most efficient and, in fact, the most in accordance with nature. It simply stands to reason that we should try to be efficient as possible in carrying out performing, of course, any task. And the best way to perform a task which requires a government, which means providing for, in the case of the state, the civil government provides for the temporal good of some group of people, the members of its nation. The Church provides, of course, for the eternal welfare of that same, of any, in fact, of all her members throughout the entire world. It, of course, aims for the conversion of all men to the Catholic faith, of all members of the human race still alive to the Catholic faith, and prays for her deceased members and so on and so forth. Whatever the case, however you want to look at different functions of civil government versus the functions of ecclesiastical government, they overlap in certain ways, cover it, for one thing, they rule over the same groups of people. Whatever the case, these are tasks providing for the common good, and the task of providing for the common good requires governing authority. In other words, there has to be somebody calling the shots.
Right.
Otherwise, nothing will get done.